I had mentioned on Monday we'd be taking a look at personality this week, and I mentioned it today as well. And so today we started that exploration of personality where we're focusing on teens and personality. Then on Saturday, we'll take a look at whether or not we like ourselves. And if we detect some problems, are we able to do anything about our personality? That'll be the focus on Saturday. Then on Sunday, second hour, we'll take a listen with regards to the personality of our spouses. Personality and marriage is what it's going to be about. What impact does marriage have on personality? Any? None? Much? What would you say? We're going to visit that this Sunday, April Fool's Day. But we really are gonna look into that. So again, you want to follow this. If for whatever the reason you're not able to catch all of it on 1550 AM, have no fear. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and go to each of the 3 days that we'll be addressing personality, March 27th, March 31st, and April 1st, each with a different focus. Today, the focus is teens, and so let's get back to them. I was mentioning those big five personality factors: openness, extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, and emotional stability, which again, some people call neuroticism. How do you feel about that? Now, you see and or hear that word neuroticism as part of the personality test. Does that make you really excited about taking the test? All right, so they had the participants, adolescents to young adults ages 12 to 22, participate in this personality inventory that measured those big five personality traits that I mentioned, and they rated their closeness to siblings and friends whom they had recruited to join them in the study. The adolescents and young adults themselves had siblings and friends join them in the study and wanted to see how close they rated in personality to their siblings and their friends. The researchers explored how much personality traits tended to change over time. And consistent with the idea that personality stabilizes as people reach adulthood, the degree of change from year to year decreased as children got older. Does that seem to kind of solidify the notion that once people reach a certain age, they're stuck in their ways and they're not going to change? But remember, personality can be static or dynamic, just like another lot of other things, including intelligence. All right, so they took a look at the degree of change from year to year, and they noticed that it decreased. The degree of change, the amount of change, decreased as children got older. The team was also interested in age group differences in overall personality change. And they looked at that change separately for boys and girls, and this is what they found. The trait of agreeableness, which partly reflects how much people want to be liked by other people, tended to increase over time in both boys and girls. The trait of agreeableness tended to increase over time in both boys and girls. Conscientiousness, which reflects how much people tend to complete what they start and looks at how well they do at following rules, increased in girls over time. For boys, there was an initial dip as they entered adolescence and then an increase as they became young adults. Though adolescent and young adult boys were less conscientious on average than girls in the study. Boys in the sample showed a slight tendency toward more emotional stability over time, reporting decreased ratings on tendencies such as worrying or getting easily upset. Girls actually showed an initial dip in emotional stability as they reached adolescence, followed by an increase as they reach young adulthood. And the last big question addressed in the paper was whether children's relationships with friends and siblings affects their personality. Whether children's relationships with friends and siblings affects their personality. What would your guess be? That yes, their relationship with their friends and siblings does affect their personality. Or would you say no? Mm-mm. All right, here's what they found. By the way, when you think about this, and just, you know, be honest, when you think about your childhood, let's say you're thinking at around age 12, around age 14, 16. If you had siblings, whether one or more, did anything about their lifestyle, their way of doing things, impact your personality, your way of doing things, your way of thinking, your worldviews, your views about life and how you approach life? Did any of your classmates impact the way you thought and the way you approached life? Well, when they looked at this and they saw what these participants in this study said, this is what they found out. While there was a tendency for children to choose to hang out with other people who have traits similar to their own, changes in friends' traits did not predict changes in a child's traits. So you have the children seeking out people who are similar to them in personality, have a lot of similarities. That's who they wanted to hang out with. And so they found people who had similar personalities to their own, hung out with them. As those people's personalities began to change, the ones who sought them out did not also have their personalities change. They pretty much stayed the same. And so changes in a friend's traits did not predict changes in the child's traits. The evidence suggests, in other words, that kids make friends with people who are like them, but that their personalities are not strongly swayed by the personality shifts that may play out in their friends. Their friends' personalities may undergo some changes, but not necessarily their own. That can be encouraging to know that if your children are hanging out with someone who starts out, you know, being pretty much like them, and, you know, they don't get into a whole lot of trouble, et cetera, et cetera. But then that person begins, one or two of those friends begin to get in trouble. That doesn't necessarily mean that your child is going to also begin to get into trouble, because there's a chance that their personality will not be impacted by the changes they see in their friends. They may stay the course. All right, be sure to join us every time you can. The program is Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., and I often call it a program because it is more than just a show. It is a program designed to build. And anytime you can listen, 1550 AM is the radio dial. Speakingwith.com is the online location. You can catch up with this week's guests and topics. You can also listen online at your convenience. I do want to leave this thought with you, a thought that I often like to leave with our listening community, as I also leave you with this music. I want you to look at ways, think about ways, contemplate ways that you can let some of life's best moments come through you.